And while President Trump has warned against any action he considers off-limits, the Turkish vice president saying Turkey does not bow down to threats.
Fox's Simon Owen. President Trump tweeted this morning, "We have not abandoned the Kurds." America's listening to Fox News.
Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. It's election day in Montgomery. The race for mayor and three city council seats are headed to runoffs. Stephen Reed and David Woods are facing off for mayor. Polls are open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Elmore County Sheriff Bill Franklin says a 3.5-year-old girl was found dead in a pond Monday morning off Mitchell Creek Road in the Redland community. The child's aunt says she lost sight of her outside. A bloodhound led investigators to the girl's body in a nearby pond. And Lead Academy's board voted unanimously Monday morning to hire Ibrahim Lee as its new principal. Lee is a former Montgomery educator and a current member of the Alabama Public Charter School Commission. Lee was one of 27 applicants. An official start date has not been announced. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Joey, did you notice it did feel better this morning?
Oh, it felt amazing driving in today.
A significant change. I mean, it's not quite, put on a jacket kind of day, but nothing like that. But a good bit of sunshine today. We had a morning low of 67. Look for a high of 86. I know that's still warm, but it is going to be tolerable. And the rain chances, not zero. There's a couple of showers on the radar I see up in Autauga County right now. Rain chances 20% or less. Tonight, partly cloudy, comfortable. I like that word. Low 65. Tomorrow and Thursday, upper 80s to near 90. I know that's a little warm, but we are looking at, we should be dry during that period of time. Next, the cold front arrives as we get towards late Friday night into early Saturday with a few spotty showers, delivering some nice relief. And as a matter of fact, how about 53 on Sunday morning?
Ooh, I like that a lot.
Right now this morning we have 74 degrees, and it's a pretty nice start. And election day, so no reason not to go to the polls today. The weather's going to be fine.
Runoff not only for the mayor's race between Stephen Reed and
there's five, what, there's five?
Three, I believe.
Three city council seats.
Yeah,
so I got to vote here in a little while. But
those don't get as much buzz as the mayor's race. And honestly, the Secretary of State is expecting lower turnout than the vote on August 27th.
Yeah,
I think it's August 27th in the 30% something range, right. And it'll be even lower than that in runoff.
And we still don't know about the contested the court contested.
Yeah, the temporary restraining order that the Woods campaign put forward. Now, I tried to look for the latest on that this morning. I've not seen anything from the local press, and we'll try to contact David or one of the campaigns and maybe see what's going on there. But I know for a fact that Secretary of State John Merrill will be calling the Dan Moore Show at noon.
Okay.
He has apparently watchers, advisors, people watching the elections.
Right.
And people are going to be watching this election like hawks, because it's... I find it frustrating. You know, I was thinking about it last night, Rich, and without making a point about either candidate or all this stuff, I'm just really Montgomery, and I'm trying not to get all angry here at 9-something in the morning.
Right.
But this is a shame that this is even a conversation.
We're even talking about, we're talking about people who are just going to be overseeing and watching to make sure everything goes smoothly.
Well, and the fact that we don't already have the trust built up.
Right.
And I haven't seen anything like this when Todd Strange has been mayor for the last 10 years. It's just, it's wrong, it's absurd, and I'm disappointed in general with what Montgomery's done. And I'm not pointing any fingers at any particular people. It's just frustrating for all of us living here that this is part of the conversation on election
day. I just hope that everybody goes out like I'm going to do here in a little while and votes, because everybody who thinks, my vote doesn't count. That's crazy.
Right. Oh, especially in local elections.
Oh, yeah.
It does.
It does. All right, buddy. Have a great show.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you. And thank you for the weather report. And before we move on with more ads, pay for the show, we have to draw the latest name in the name game. Mary Plemons. I think I know who that is. Mary Plemons. You need to call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win a $1,000 gift card to Dillon Rings on Brown Springs Road. So Mary Plemons, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this $1,000 gift card. Incredible value. You want to check it out, Mary. 396-5477. News and views begins in just a moment, folks. Yes, it is election day, runoff day here in the city of Montgomery. Stephen Reed, David Woods going at it, and it isn't just at the polls. Apparently, there's also, because of this temporary restraining order put forward yesterday afternoon, that against the Montgomery Election Center, we'll have to be following the latest on that and what's going on with the courts as well as the vote. And also city council members. So be sure to go out and vote, folks. Local elections do matter. I think they matter a lot more than the national show or circus we always talk about. So I think your vote really matters here. Get out and vote if you want to make your voice heard. Though, again, the Secretary of State is not expecting a high turnout, so let's prove him wrong. Let's prove John Merrill wrong, even though he's a great guy. We'll be right back. More news and views begin shortly.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the five P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior, cleaning the home thoroughly. Have a professional cleaner, landscaping, painting the front door. Repair any items that you've put off. Present the home. Buyers like clean homes. Be able to show the home with a short notice. Allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions. Promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing costs to be paid by the seller. Provide a one-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Tonight, the clock is ticking on an all-new Fox Tuesday. First on The Resident.
We need to lock the ER down now!
Will the doctors betray their oath to save an innocent man?
I am doing the most good for the greatest number of people.
Then, how far will the Lion's enemies go to end the Empire?
I need Lucius Lyon's grandchildren now!
All-new Empire after The Resident.
Tonight on Fox 20.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Hard work is in our DNA. We're up before the sun, and we don't stop until the job is done right. And nothing stops us, not the wind or rain. We depend on the strength of our crew and the Carhartt work gear that goes as hard as we do. From water-repellent jackets to heavy-duty flannel shirts and the toughest canvas pants, it's gear that's built to work. We're up against the elements, and we thrive. Carhartt at Boot Barn Work. What's stopping you?
Did you know a fire department responds to a fire every 24 seconds? This Fire Prevention Month, First Alert is reminding you to install smoke and CO alarms on every level and in every bedroom of your home. And always remember to test your alarms regularly and replace the batteries every 6 months. To eliminate the need for battery replacements, install 10-year sealed battery alarms. Learn more about reliable protection you can trust at firstalert.com/fireprevention month and visit Lowe's stores today.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Good morning, Montgomery. Welcome to News and Views. Joey Clark. Jack Campbell is running a little late, but he will be here today on this local election day. As you heard yesterday on these airwaves, we had Stephen Reed, as well as David Woods, two men competing to be the next mayor of this dear city of ours. And in particular, news was starting to be made by David Woods in the 11 o'clock hour yesterday when he brought to my attention, to Jack's attention, to the audience attention, that the Montgomery Election Center will be closed to the general public after polls close tonight at 7 p.m. So later in the day, I believe as Woods was back on these airwaves with Greg Budell, his campaign, or he personally, filed a temporary restraining order around 3 p.m. yesterday. The complaint asks that Woods' appointed campaign watcher be allowed to access the election center while votes are tabulated. But this order, to be clear, does not demand access for the general public. The request names as defendants chief election official for the city, Brenda Blaylock, elections director, the head of the Montgomery Election Center, Daryl Parker, as well as Stephen Reed, chief election official for Montgomery County because he is the probate judge, and also David Woods' opponent. The temporary restraining order states that there were irregularities and complaints filed with the Secretary of State's office during the August 27th election in the race for mayor, and that forbidding campaign watchers into the election center is against state law. Here's a quote from the complaint filed in court. Mrs. Blaylock has provided no legitimate reason for her violation of Mr. Woods' statutory right to have a duly appointed watcher present during polling place hours. Christopher Turner, who is an assistant director of elections, said the election center was not aware of a temporary restraining order and had no comment. Once polls close today at 7 p.m., today, October the 8th at 7 p.m., the election center, where people usually gather to view results, will be closed to the public. And returns will be projected live at Montgomery City Hall on North Perry Street downtown. Police officers will pick up the memory sticks at polling locations and bring them to the election center, where the devices will be read in the tabulation room. Only essential election personnel will be permitted to enter the center on Washington Avenue. This move comes at the recommendation of the Election Center and the concurrence of the city. A press release from the city of Montgomery states, the election team is the city clerk, the chief of the police. They'll all be at the Election Center. Montgomery City Clerk Brenda Blaylock and General Counsel Hugh Evans of the Alabama Secretary of State's office will be in the counting room during the counting of the returns at the Election Center to provide additional support as needed. Election Center told the Montgomery Advertiser here, that I'm getting some of this information from, that Montgomery City Hall has a larger venue with better parking. The Election Center staff chose to close the Election Center for the public for safety, integrity, and traffic control purposes. Here's the thing, though, folks. I find this incredibly frustrating because it all started on August the 27th. This shouldn't be part of the conversation here on Election Day, October 8th. This shouldn't be part of the conversation at all. Though I wonder how many people, you know, the rumor and innuendo, the grapevine has told me I shouldn't be surprised by these sorts of things, whether you want to call them stunts or irregularities. But I find myself incredibly frustrated, folks. And I wonder how you feel on this election day. Have you already gone to vote? Do you trust the system as it stands? Do you think this is David Woods pushing a last-second ploy politically? Is he genuinely concerned? Is the political ploys being put forward by those actually running the election? Or are there no ploys? It's just incompetence or lack of communication. I want to know. 272-9228. I want to talk about this more when Jack gets here in just a moment. But again, do you trust our elections here in Montgomery? 272-9228. I mean, this all started again, folks, on August the 27th of this year. The first results for the municipal election on that day, August the 27th, were announced 90 minutes after polls closed. 90 minutes. The returns in such a small election are typically announced much sooner in Montgomery. Apparently on August the 27th, folks, poll workers removed memory devices from voting machines before information was downloaded, causing a delay in results. Memory devices containing voting information for districts 5 and 6 were unreadable, and a court order had to be granted to receive the ballots for two precincts so the election center could rerun them. And again, this is all very frustrating, and here's where I stand. Just Joey's opinion. I would love your opinion. Once again, 272-9228. I think this is just incompetence. Really is incompetence. And since all this happened on the 27th, we've had John Merrill here on these airwaves multiple times. He's talked about that he's going to have people watching, but at the end of the day, he's not actually running the election center. And the whole Secretary of State's office, as seriously as they take their job, is not the Montgomery Election Center. It does give me some peace of mind that there will be additional people there, people like the General Counsel for the Secretary of State's office, like Hugh Evans. I'm not saying I distrust certain people. I'm just wondering, how do we get here, and how do we never get here again? We've dealt enough with this at the national level, with people constantly suspicious of process, suspicious that things, the basic rules of the road aren't fair in the first place, or people aren't actually following the rules of the road and simply calling balls and strikes. Any inconsistency, even if it is just incompetence, lack of preparation, whatever you want to call it, can hurt people's trust in the process. So I hope folks get out and vote. I hope this doesn't deter you, but it does leave a bad taste in the mouth. It really does. So we'll get into that more when Jack arrives here in, well, just a few shopping minutes. Again, you're listening to News and Views. Joey Clark sitting in here. 272-9228. I would love to hear if you've already voted. Just give me a call at that number. See how the flow is going and who's your favorite for today's runoff election. There is, of course, national news going on, and there's nothing like a good old war to unite the establishment characters in both parties. That's what it is, folks. You know what a moderate is in D.C.? It's somebody who supports more and more spending and more war abroad. That's why Donald Trump has done a great thing, in my humble opinion, by pulling troops out of Syria. Lindsey Graham is wrong. But let's go to the phones. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Slingblade. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Slingblade. A little frustrated, as you can tell. I didn't want Election Day to start off with, like, temporary restraining orders and everybody suspicious of how the vote's being counted or where it's being counted and people confused where the polling places are. What a mess.
Well, you know, the problem with these processes, you kind of keyed on something I find interesting, is if there's a process that has weaknesses in it, what both parties are going to try to exploit it.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats are always being accused of vote tampering, and they probably are. But, you know, it started, gosh, back in the late, early 80s with the Republican Party in New York. They had actually done the same thing. I think it's more of a common practice for the Democratic Party now. But, again, that's why we're paranoid. We don't trust the process.
Right. Well, and power not only corrupts, power also attracts the already corrupted. And if they see any opening, like you just said, they'll take it to their advantage.
Yeah, they do it. They don't have to worry about any repercussions. I mean, if you get caught, they make deals, and you know, the deals are going to happen. I mean, you don't know about those deals, but basically, I got you doing this, you got me doing this, let's make a deal. That's
right.
Okay, then that's the same thing going on with this IG report, the Trump thing. You know, I think Trump does have stuff on people, but they're trying to make deals. It's not about justice. I don't think you'll ever see anything come of that. I didn't call about that, but anyway. Love your show. First time I called your show, and I'm glad I did.
Well, I appreciate it, Sling Blade. I really do. I appreciate the call. And call back. Keep listening.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Well, we do need to hit a break here. Again, Jack needs to be here soon because I got to have somebody here in person to talk to and talk through my frustrations. I know it's not supposed to be therapy hour here on News and Views, but I'm just incredibly frustrated with it. Not surprised. Just frustrate him. This part of the program is brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. Great folks down there. Mike Jenkins, met him the other day. Went and visited them at 38 East Jefferson Street downtown. Just think of where the alley station is. You know, with the little water tower, the restaurants, the bars down there. Yeah, just 2-3 blocks from alley station going east on East Jefferson, there is Jenkins Tire and Automotive. They are a comprehensive tire store and automotive service center here in Montgomery. And Jenkins Tire and Auto's philosophy is simple. It's a great way of doing business. Here's their motto. We always deliver and we always exceed customer expectations. Because of that motto and because they live up to that motto, they have built all sorts of great relationships, for instance, with commercial business, with, say, commercial fleets of vehicles, and major operations. That means Jenkins Tire and Automotive has top-notch, state-of-the-art equipment to deal with commercial vehicles, which makes it even better for the everyday driver in their everyday car. They service all makes and models because of the state-of-the-art technology, cars, trucks, SUVs, and again, fleets, with brand names like Toyo, Bridgestone, Firestone, Goodyear, Michelin, Kelly, Dunlop. Jenkins knows you'll find what you need, folks. So make an appointment right now, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com, or save their number, 265-0792, 265-0792. But here's what you should actually be doing. Instead of the last minute, I know from experience, the last minute something goes wrong with your car, you don't even know where to go. Have that number saved, 265-0792. Be thinking Jenkins. And hey, make it a monthly stop to make sure your car makes it through their monthly checklist. That way you can have peace of mind when you're driving, and if something does go wrong, you know exactly where you need to go. You'll be saying to yourself, I'm thinking Jenkins. So again, check them out. Jenkins Tire and Automotive at downtown East Jefferson Street, especially if you work downtown. They can shuttle you to and from work. Great folks. And tell Mike Jenkins that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. Folks, we'll keep talking about and monitoring the Montgomery local election here today. Love to hear any updates, any irregularities you might be finding at the polls, or if things are going smoothly. I would love to hear that, too. 272-9228. And, of course, there is national, international news going on. Interesting news day, especially when, of all things, South Park has the best social commentary out there these days. We'll be right back.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Yeah. Carpenter from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
With football season here, let United make sure your home is game day ready.
Don't let your game day company be uncomfortable in your home. If your system has been struggling, go ahead and get it tuned up or get a free estimate to replace it.
A tune-up on your system now will probably get you through the rest of the year and save you a major repair in the middle of the winter when you need it the most.
Sign up for a United maintenance plan for your fall and spring tune-ups and get a 15% on any service repair throughout the year.
Like we always say, a tuned-up system is running at full efficiency, which means lower utility bills, better indoor comfort, and a longer lifespan.
Score a touchdown when you call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
The Capital City Club invites you to the first ever Fur Ball. Enjoy a night dressed to the nines as you celebrate and support canines, felines, and all our furry friends. Along with scrumptious food and breathtaking views, enjoy a silent auction and a live art auction like no other. The twist? Hidden paw prints. This event is open to the public with a portion of the proceeds going to the Montgomery Humane Society. Get your tickets at classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery and join us for the Fur Ball, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than just serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable. Serving part-time lets you attend school full-time while you take advantage of education benefits that can help you graduate debt-free. If a civilian career is your goal, serving part-time allows you to work at a full-time job. The skills, qualities, and contacts you'll develop in the Guard can open doors to a great civilian career. Want to serve but worried about being away from friends and family? Part-time service in the Army National Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want while you enjoy the many benefits of serving your community and nation. You owe it to yourself to learn more about how the Army National Guard can fit into your life. Visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hard work is in our DNA. We're up before the sun, and we don't stop until the job is done right. And nothing stops us, not the wind or rain. We depend on the strength of our crew and the Carhartt work gear that goes as hard as we do. From water-repellent jackets to heavy-duty flannel shirts and the toughest canvas pants, it's gear that's built to work. We're up against the elements, and we thrive. Carhartt at Boot Barn Work. What's stopping you?
Did you know a fire department responds to a fire every 24 seconds? This Fire Prevention Month, First Alert is reminding you to install smoke and CO alarms on every level and in every bedroom of your home. And always remember to test your alarms regularly and replace the batteries every 6 months. To eliminate the need for battery replacements, install 10-year sealed battery alarms. Learn more about reliable protection you can trust at firstalert.com/fireprevention month and visit Lowe's stores today.
Live local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views, and look who's here, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't look and see. I can only hear my semi-melodious voice.
Oh, I can hear you, though, Jack.
How you
semi-melodious.
Well, I heard you on my way in.
I was expressing my frustrations. I hope it wasn't too much. But
no, not at all. I mean, I still am baffled. There doesn't seem to be a logical explanation, because there isn't one, of why a rule that applied on August 27th in the primary election has all of a sudden been abandoned in the runoff, and no longer is that process the same. And I mean, so if you're a candidate And, of course, if I'm David Woods, I'd be outraged and pissed off to the max.
Oh, yeah.
Because Stephen Reed is involved in this election. His office is running this election. And it really doesn't smell too good.
It doesn't at all. And so I hope that there are no major irregularities. I was just telling you off air. It does give me a little bit of hope that you had folks like Hugh Evans as the general counsel for John Merrill's Secretary of State's office. But he's only one guy. Like, things can go on. And I hope folks are all acting on the up and up. And here's my deal, Jack. I don't ascribe malice to a lot of the folks running these elections. I think a lot of this, at the end of the day, especially what happened on August 27th, was just incompetence and lack of preparation.
I have another explanation for that.
Well, and I'd love to hear it. I'm just trying not to be so cynical these
days.
Well,
I am very cynical because the very fact that it took over an hour and a half for those results to be made public, and then later saying we cannot give you a printout of the precinct by precinct vote. How shady is that? And why couldn't you? Oh, we were out of toner. That is the biggest bunch of bull you know what I ever heard in my life. If people buy that, they're just as dumb as I thought they were. I just can't. You know, that's why people don't have faith in the election.
Let's be clear, though. Nobody, even the Secretary of State and folks who looked into this, even the Woods campaign, nobody's accused anybody of outright fraud on the 27th or yet.
No.
It's just irregularities. But still, your point stands.
My point is they were going to see how many votes they needed to win outright without a runoff. But it was a little too many, and it would have looked very, very fishy. And I think that's my personal opinion of what happened, is they were sitting around thinking, okay, how many more do we need to win on the first ballot without a runoff?
Hmm.
And then when they saw that it was too many, because Stephen got 42%.
Right.
I mean, if he got 45, no, he'd have to get
at least
50.
48, yeah, 49.
But I mean, you know, come on. We're not stupid. Never had this situation before, have we? Certainly didn't have it when Reese McKinney was the probate judge.
Not in my memory, which I've only had 30 years on this earth.
Probate judge for what, 6 years?
Right.
By God, you've had time to get it right, and maybe this buffoon Daryl Parker, this disbarred attorney that you've put in a position of trust, maybe he's worse than we thought. I mean, I can't believe that he's in charge of elections.
Well, and we all believe in second chances, folks, but there's a place for you to have your second chance. And I don't know, running an election center is exactly the best place for that. And given all the irregularities and all this smoke, which probably means there's fire, wasn't the best decision. But here, let's go to the phones. 272-9228. Don, how are you this morning?
I'm pretty good. Jack, did you say the debarred?
Yes, the elections manager.
You know, I know, but you know that's code word for being racist?
No, I didn't.
Well, yesterday, Mr. Reed was on another station, and I called in and asked who made this decision. Was it the disbarred lawyer or him? And he immediately went off on me, calling that code word, telling me I need to get my Klan robes out of the closet.
Oh, are you the guy?
Else. So you're the
guy? Okay.
He never answered my question at all. He immediately went to that thing. I'm 69, Jack. I was born in Montgomery, Alabama, and I don't know anybody personally who ever claimed to be a member of the Ku Klux Klan, nor do I ever had any hopes of joining. But it's always the same thing. He never answered a question. He went immediately to calling me a racist for using the code word that you just used, disbarred.
Well, that was in an article that Mike Kaysen wrote on AL.com, a whole article about this Daryl Parker guy and how he was disbarred because he lied to a bankruptcy court and all this other stuff. And then Stephen hires him in a position of trust. No, it's not racist to say somebody's disbarred.
It's a fact.
And he is disbarred for a reason. Right. One, because he lied to the court. He's trying to steal from people who actually loan money to these folks. You know, it's not like this guy's got scruples. But you're going to put him in a position that, and it says a lot about you. But he immediately went to the race thing, calling me a Klan member.
Well, that's,
you know, from just
that's
asking
inexcusable.
That question.
That's inexcusable. Well, he ought to be ashamed of himself.
We'll get ready for it, because if he wins, if the council ever disagrees with him, they're going to be pulling their robes out. You know, that's what this city is set up for. It's, everything is going to be strictly down on race lines, and anybody that disagrees is nothing but a racist.
Well, Don, I appreciate you calling this show, because we heard tale of your call yesterday, but the fact that you were the guy on the other end of the line gives a lot more credibility to the story, and I appreciate
you. He actually said that to you about your Klan?
He went, here's the exact word of my call. I called in, I said, Mr. Reed, who made this decision to keep the Wood people out of
the
Central, Campaign Central? Was it the disbarred lawyer, are you the guy that hired him? And he immediately went off on me claiming I need to get my robes out of the closet, that I was using code word. Mm-hmm. He never answered the question who made the decision, but it was right strictly all race. You know, I may come over as a rough, gruffy person, but I never make claims of black or white or anything like that. You know, somebody made the decision to do that, and it certainly wasn't favorable of the other side.
Well, Don, again, appreciate your call, and it sounds like you just asked him a tough question, and he didn't like it. So
it wasn't tough. The
yeah,
answer
but
was
you,
easy.
But you don't
well, it's an honest
say
question.
That. You don't accuse somebody of being a racist because they ask a legitimate question.
Actually, what you just said 2 minutes ago would give him reason to call you.
I wish he. I wish he'd.
Because you used the code word disbarred. Some reason disbarred is a code word.
Well, I had no idea. Well, good.
Be careful not to say it again.
What should I have said? Lose his law license for being
undocumented
a bad guy?
Undocumented lawyer.
Well, Don, thanks for straightening that out. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Don. Well, that was good to hear straight from the horse's mouth. Not calling you a horse, Don, but straight from a fact witness there. That is... That's unfortunate.
Very unfortunate.
We do not need that here in the city of Montgomery. That's the one major worry I've had, is that if somebody, say a terrible situation happens, like another police shooting, these sorts of things, something contentious happens, a violent event where we have to be very calm and patient to figure out what the facts are and how justice can be served. If inflammatory language is used, if gasoline is poured on any fire like that, it's a complete injustice to serving the people. And I hope to God, and I mean that so sincerely, that never happens, no matter who wins this election today. But after that, that's unfortunate.
Well, I hope that's not a preview of things to come.
Likewise. But Don, again, thank you for the call. Y'all want to join on the conversation? It is election day in Montgomery. What a bright, happy, sunshiny day. Thank God it is a little cooler out there. But give us a call, 272-9228. News and Views will be right back. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chest and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery and my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices, mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Rest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear, the Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook, and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No hose, layaways, or returns.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to be enjoying a nice string of days this week. Certainly much more tolerable than the last couple of weeks. Today, a good bit of sunshine. Can't rule out a stray shower somewhere in the area. High in the upper 80s, but it's going to be tolerable. Clear to partly cloudy tonight. Overnight low temperature is 66. That's nice. Tomorrow and Thursday, lots of sun. Should be dry. Upper 80s daytime, 60s at night. Friday night into early Saturday could be a couple of showers as the next cool front arrives, the second cool front of the week. Behind it is the nicest air of the fall season so far. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Look at your phone, tablet, or computer. What's going on in there? Hard to say, but one thing's for sure. These things bring you things. Things like news, sports, interspecies animal friendships, or, you know, whatever you're into. But to get that stuff, you'll need an internet connection. One that's really fast with no data caps. One that's just $34.99 per month. Super fast internet from WOW. A company you'll love. Sign up today at WOWway.com.
WOW.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Jack. Look at this. Everybody's on the phone.
Everybody. Every line's full. We don't mean to get everybody stirred up, but I mean, I think there's some legitimate questions that need to be asked as to why. And this happened in 1994. There was a longstanding rule in state law that an absentee ballot, in order for an absentee ballot to be valid, the carrier envelope must have the signatures of two people of adult age or a notary public with the seal attached. In other words, two people have to witness the signature of the voter or a notary public has to. Well, the Democrats decided they wanted to change those rules, and they started counting absentee ballots that did not comply with the law. Anyway, because I was involved in that election. Make a long story short, after 10 months in federal court, the election was finally validated and awarded to Perry Hooper Sr., who legitimately won on Election Day, but the Democrats did everything they could to count illegal absentee ballots, and they did not prevail, and the federal judge says you cannot change the rules of the game after it's played. And that's exactly what these folks are trying to do. What was okay on August 27th, all of a sudden, isn't okay on October 8th. And I think people have the right to know what the answer to that question is.
Well, and Jack, we got a lot of calls here, 272-9228. And I also got a message. Somebody's downstairs to see us, and I'm happy to hear this. I read his name in this article, Christopher Turner. He's the assistant director for the Montgomery Election Center. He wants to talk to us. He's here.
Oh, good.
So I'm happy. I told him, bring him on up. We'd love to talk to him because we're dealing with press reports. We're dealing with all the information we can. Love to hear directly from somebody working at the Election Center about how all this began. Because, again, my point is just frustration. Frustration that this campaign that actually is the mayoral campaign seemed all on the up and up. Until after August 27th, and especially the last few days, would you say, Jack, it started to go pretty negative?
Yeah, I went kaput.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate. But here, let's go to the phones, 272-9228, and talk to East of the Rockies.
Hey, good show this morning, guys. Look, Joey, I want to challenge you with one other idea about
sure.
this. I've been listening off and on, and if you've already covered it, I apologize ahead of time. But a lot of times, con men and narcissists and people who like to manipulate will overwhelm you with a situation, with information, and just make it where it's not worth fooling with. And I kind of get the sense that there are people who would rather give the impression that you could just simply go home or stay home and not participate because your vote's not going to make a difference.
Well, it certainly does on a local elections. I might make that argument on the presidential one. Trump's going to win Alabama.
Yeah.
But it's locally very important to get out there. Just a few votes can make a huge difference.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just like a petulant child. You end up giving into it, so it'll quit making noise. And that's kind of the vibe I'm getting on this. But I could be wrong. But man, I hope this thing doesn't get out of hand.
All right, we appreciate the call.
Thank you.
We have a guest on, Chris Turner. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well.
He's a friend of mine. He works at the Election Center.
You're the assistant director of it.
I am.
You should be the director.
I'm happy to see you here. This is a pleasant surprise. Thank you for being here.
Joey, I consider you the hardest working man in Montgomery Radio, so it's an honor to be in your presence.
Oh,
so.
Lord. I don't know about that.
Okay. So let's straighten out what's going on. We're candidates allowed to have a poll watcher at the Election Center on August 27th.
The Election Center is not a polling place.
I know that.
So the only time a poll watcher is there is when the absentee ballots are counted. And it's the same situation this afternoon. We will allow poll watchers in when the absentee ballots are counted at the Election Center.
On Washington. Now, what is all this stuff about everything being moved to City Hall?
About a month ago, sat in a meeting, the city suggested that we project the results at City Hall, which is something that has been done before. So we're using a secure fiber connection between the Election Center and the City Hall to project the results. It may sound trivial, but there actually is better parking down there, and it actually is a larger facility. So we hope that the whole thing will be more comfortable for people that are interested in coming down and watching the results.
Will the media be allowed in?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's real-time results. Once we plug the memory sticks into our system at the Election Center, those results will project pretty instantaneously on the screen at City Hall.
What took so long on August 27th?
You've heard about the sticks that were taken out of the machines too early.
Mm-hmm. Explain that to me, because I'm a dumbass.
Well, before the machine, you are not to remove the memory sticks from the tabulators until the machine is completely powered down, which means parlance, the red light has to go off. And it had been a long day. We had a couple of precincts that they were obviously tired and ready to go home, and they did not wait until the red light went off on the tabulator. So one of the memory sticks at two of our precincts, the information on that memory stick was compromised.
What two precincts were they?
If I remember, it may have been Vaughan Park, and there was a Vaughan Park Church of Christ, and there was a...
That wasn't an election place. They moved it to, for some people,
yeah.
But that's where I normally vote, but they moved it to St. James Baptist Church, where the old Masonic home was.
That's right, because we're using city precincts instead of county precincts this election. Right. Some people are voting at different locations. But it was a West Side precinct, and I believe it was Vaughan Park Church of Christ.
Okay.
So what we had to do, and you mentioned this earlier, is we had to go to court the next day to get judge's permission to run the paper ballots from those precincts just to make sure that we were accurate. And that's the reason why we could not hand out precinct by precinct reports that night. It wasn't that we ran out of toner or anything like that.
Well, that's what everybody's saying. Yeah. Or maybe there was an article. There was an article in the paper, and
That is not the case.
What about the temporary restraining order? Because we're short on time here. And just briefly, this is from the advertiser. The complaint asks that Woods' appointed campaign watcher be allowed access to the election center while votes are tabulated.
I believe in reference to absentee, and they are allowed to have a poll watcher when we are counting the absentee. Actually, the circuit clerk counts the absentee ballots. And any campaign, they have to bring down their documentation saying they're a poll watcher, right, and they can watch the absentee votes be counted at the election center.
I would have been in trouble years ago because I used to count them. There was a group of us that were, I think they paid us like $13 a day or something. But we would start counting at 4 o'clock before the polls closed, but we couldn't post the results or announce it or anything like that.
Same situation. They'll start counting them. They'll start running them through we have the 850, which is the big machine down there, and the results will be kept on a memory stick. And that memory stick will not be counted, will not be inserted into our election recording system until after 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Christopher, how do you like it?
Christopher's fine.
Christopher, yeah. How long have you been working with elections? Like, how long is your experience with these sorts of things?
I have been at the Election Center for 5.5 years. I think I've worked 30-some-odd elections at the Election Center. Within the last 24, 26 months, I think Montgomery has administered 16 elections. And I went back and looked. That is the largest number of elections ever during that brief period of time that Montgomery County or the city of Montgomery has ever faced.
So, given that experience, why do you think we're at where we are now in terms of the press reports and with the campaigns, like this restraining order? What do you think is lack of communication? What's gone wrong here?
It may be communication-based. I think you've got some politics in play here. And of course, at the Election Center, we are completely apolitical. We don't, host any kind of political candidates or anything like that. I will say that we've made our facilities available to the two parties in Montgomery County, and I think the Montgomery County party has met in our training room a few times. I'll also mention that, this election cycle, Judge Reed has completely recused himself from any of the election decision-making. I've sat in every meeting, as is my responsibility, and Judge Reed has not been at anything. He's not talked to me about it. He has completely recused himself. The chief clerk, the chief probate clerk, and the city clerk, and the director of elections, and I, in conjunction with the chief of police and the mayor. The mayor can play a role this cycle because he's not on the ballot. We have kind of overseen the election process.
Okay.
Who is the chief clerk of the probate court now?
Octavius Jackson.
Okay.
He worked with the Chamber of Commerce before he came over onto the probate staff.
Okay. All right.
We need to hit a quick break here.
Well, thanks for straightening this out.
Sure.
Bottom line, our fears should be allayed.
The bottom line is we want everybody to exercise their franchise to get out and vote today, and we don't believe there are going to be any long lines. The poll pads allow you to get in and out quickly. Get out and vote.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for taking the time to come by.
Yeah, thanks. Sure.
I woke up this morning being frustrated that this is the topic in the press when it should be about the voting and the results.
Well, Jack said something about having the cojones to come by, and here I am.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Yep.
Thanks. I wouldn't accuse you of that, Chris.
But again, thank you.
You and I go way back.
That's right.
We'll be back, folks. 272-9228 if you want to join in.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie, and it's done.
License number 15033.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery, 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland's been blocked by the State Department from being questioned today by three House committees. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says it's more evidence of obstruction by the Trump administration and that Ambassador Sondland was a key player in efforts to
obtain a commitment from Ukraine to investigate a bogus conspiracy theory about the 2016 election, as well as Joe Biden and his son.
Ohio Republican Jim Jordan says the administration's decision is
based on the unfair and partisan process that Mr. Schiff has been running.
Text messages and emails from Sondland are being withheld as well. President Trump tweets about his decision to pull troops from northern Syria.